With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court blocking a Texas immigration enforcement law.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at srnnews.com, attorneys for former President Donald Trump say that he is unable to post a $454 million bond while he appeals a civil fraud judgment. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The former president's lawyers wrote in a court filing that obtaining an appeal bond in the full amount of the judgment is not possible. They asked New York's Intermediate Appeals Court to overturn a previous ruling requiring that he post a bond covering the full amount while Trump appeals. With interest, Trump owes more than $456 million, and to obtain a bond, his legal team says it would require posting collateral of more than $500 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sports Illustrated has been saved and will continue operations after the company that owns the brand agreed with a new publisher for its print and digital products, Minute Media, taking over Monday after reaching the licensing agreement with the group known as the Authentic Brands Group. And this is SRN News. The National Right to Life Committee condemns Vice President Kamala Harris' abortion clinic visit.
The head of the NRLC says the vice president's tour of an abortion clinic in Minnesota last week is another extreme example of this administration's obsession with unlimited abortion. Carol Tobias said abortion rights is a cornerstone issue for the Biden White House and that no other presidential administration has been as focused on promoting abortion as this one. The White House said Harris's visit marked the first time a sitting president or vice president toured an abortion clinic. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
House lawmakers in Mississippi approving a measure defining sex as binary. The bill follows the lead of Republican-controlled legislatures around the United States that are currently aiming to restrict the legal recognition of transgender identities. This is SRN News. The EPA totally banning asbestos. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, which is a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and other products. The decision marks a major expansion of EPA regulation under a landmark 2016 law that overhauled regulations governing tens of thousands of toxic chemicals in everyday products. The new rule would ban chrysotile asbestos, the only ongoing use of asbestos in the country. Exposure of asbestos is linked to 40,000 U.S. deaths each year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street getting off to a good start Monday. The Dow was up 75 points, S&P 500 up 32, and NASDAQ ahead 130. More details at srnnews.com.